don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. For the combination for this life and what it keeping. It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason.
All right, this is the second hour of the Red Bull Hardcore Radio Show. And, yeah, I don't know, we're keeping it a little light today. Try to have a few laughs. Not yet. Yeah.
I wasn't even on the air. Whatever. Well,
I'm on the air okay. Now.
It's tough.
What, go ahead and repeat that?
Yeah. It's tough, folks. Like, when you're making half the median income, it's hard to be on call all the time. I forgot the first part. Who cares? Nobody cares. There was a lot.
I don't know. You're thanking me for coming back.
Yeah. Thanks for doing the second hour. A lot of people appreciated that, and you got the response. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. That second hour seemed to be very important to you guys. Although, once again, I don't know. Summertime arises. It depends on where I am. If I'm in the States, there's a chance. It's a good chance I might be coming there early, but at the latest, it's going to be October. I'm a heat casualty. I can't deal with the heat. Currently, in the little studio here, do not have an air conditioner. There's not even a place to install one. I don't want to have to cut out a hole in the wall just for an AC unit. But it gets pretty warm here. I think about, just like well, anywhere else.
Let's do a quick prepper moment. Got some ice? Is ice easy to come by there? Get yourself some ice.
Not really.
That's crazy.
That's always gone. It's always good it's when it starts getting warm. Ice, you can't find any.
Well, you got some wet water in a dish cloth maybe.
Yeah, I've tried that one. Yeah,
it's not bad.
Well, I have mostly, I take in the expenses to do this thing. I have mostly laptops. My desktops are even extremely high end stuff. I don't just run them for anything. It's mostly just for live video production. But it gets hot here during, obviously, summertime, so I might have to bring the show back down to an hour. The mornings are, and you wouldn't think the mornings would be hot, but
it's the worst.
The cool air clears and that sun pops out, I'm already sweating, and it's bad. So, cost these computers, laptops that overheat. I'm supposed to have a laptop in room temperature. So I've burned computers before doing this, and I don't know. I might have to cut the show back down to an hour during the summertime. I don't know. Well, but then again, I might be in California in a month or two. Who knows? There's certain things going on that I have no immediate control over, but moves are necessary at this point.
What about a little? Let's do another little tech break, a little IT information. information. Do you prefer leaving the computer running? Because apparently that has worked for us here at the network at RBN. I mean, we're running decades old equipment, technology, software, and mm-hmm. It sounds like you sound like a shutdown guy. You do the shutdowns, keep it offline and disconnected from the power. What do you think?
My entertainment and gaming rigs are definitely
24/7.
No. Definitely shut those off when I'm not using them.
Okay.
I have a computer that's my everyday driver, and it's sort of low power. It's a Dell. It's got a dual core, 4 gigs of RAM. I use it because, that's something I can lose. I don't have a problem with it. I bought it at a pawn shop for $50. But it's my everyday driver. I'm doing a show through it. I've got 5 browser windows open with all of them flooded with tabs. Skype on it, obviously. I've been trying my best to, push it to its limits. And this thing's taking a licking and keeps on ticking. So, I don't know. I keep it on more often than not. If I'm not actually using it, I'll just disconnect it from the internet. And, I might put it to sleep. Because if it's nighttime, I'm in the studio 24/7. So I've got my couch here. If I'm trying to sleep, I'll put the computer to sleep itself. So, it all depends.
You have to take into account your own requirements or how you use.
Well, it's funny that you said that, because if I start feeling warm, then I go and open up a window, make sure that. Because I'm a heat casualty. I can't stand the heat. So if I am feeling hot, then the computers I know are feeling hot.
Yep.
So I actually have that gauge now that I realize that most people wouldn't. So.
No, that's 100% true, is that most people, they're kind of oblivious to things. And it's like, if you have equipment that requires cooling and you feel uncomfortably hot, like, you can only imagine what the equipment is going through. Like, it's you're melting dust and oils into the circuitry. So you probably want
to
dust,
you probably wanna cool down. lint, hair. Yeah, I find that, the little woman here, her hair is everywhere. So,
that's a sign of success.
Well, that's something I find very funny about my Caucasians out there. Your hair is everywhere. Can't escape it.
Hey, well, must be nice. Must be nice to have your hair all, put together. If I dare say, locked.
Yeah.
It keeps things. It keeps things in their proper places.
Keep it high and tight.
Yeah.
No.
White people are very, very feathery. Lots of things floating around. You never know what's going on. Could land on something important. I brought up the Chris Rock clip. You want to really get into the racials?
Before you do that, since we're on the subject of your mom's house, they did this other segment, and I thought it was freaking hilarious. They did a segment on. Why do white people smell like wet dogs when they get wet. And it's hilarious that they, I don't know, some of the white people admitted that, and they asked Eddie, who's the only black member of the staff, he didn't deny or confirm.
Yeah. He cannot confirm nor deny.
But it is one of those things within the black community that it's like, you know, what's that wet dog smell? And I was like, oh. Anyways, yeah. I thought that was freaking hilarious. There's some minor differences because, like, even when I played sports, or when I was in the army.
God bless you for your service in the youth sports of America.
I found that, you know, the white guys, their sweat smells different. There's like a bit of a sulfur like smell to it. Yeah. And I always like it was like weird. But your mom's house, they did a little investigating and digging, and it's like, because, you know, black people don't, the sweat, it just doesn't smell, you know, as bad, because we're always covered with lotion. Yeah. We're always lotioning up because we're dry.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there exactly, but dude, look at it this way. I mean, the darker skinned complexion members of our world, they're more capable of handling the higher temperatures usually, and you're an exception, you know. And so
we always smell like product.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing, you know. It's like, obviously, like, I believe me, I'm a very sensitive to fragrance kind of person. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I'm like, you know, someone put perfume on someone, if someone's got the deodorant with the fragrance as the second ingredient or first, I'm like, I can't handle it. But there, you know, there's definitely a lot to be said about, you know, the genetics of the differences. You know, we are all different people, and I thought that was the point. We wanted diversity, so let's keep it together. And this should dispel several rumors about RBN being, I don't know. I mean, I guess we could be simultaneously racist and accepting. I don't know. You know, it's like, if I meet a trans person out in the world, I'm not gonna punch him in the face. You know, it's like, what are we talking about? And if you want to consider me white, I'm not gonna harass a dark skinned person, a black person, because they're black. Like, that, you know, makes no sense to me. But there are people out there that, I guess, do that, you know. And I've seen a lot of cops. You played a lot of the clips. A lot of cops do some really, really stupid, really, really, like, just disgusting things. I don't know what the word is exactly. I had a word in my mind, like, just
it's narcissistic rage. Yeah, they
don't care. Just don't care. Whatever the word is for I don't care, and I'm going to do whatever I want, ruin your life or end it, and then they're good, you know, they're good with that. You know, smile afterward.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what was this Chris Rock thing? Yeah,
dude, the Chris Rock is ridiculous.
We had him on the show last week, earlier this week.
We played a Chris Rock clip. I mean, is it whatever? Let's listen. It's, you know, it's the niggas versus black people. If we're
oh my goodness. Oh no. We've all heard this one. All right.
We'll let it go. That's good enough. You've all heard it.
We've all heard this one. Chris Rock is a bit hardcore here.
You played him. Was that really him with ODB, the old dirty bastard?
No, old Dirty V. Come on,
old Dirty V. Come on, ODV. ODV in the house, y'all.
I tell you what, I had been planning on doing another deep dive into him being a Target individual. I try to do that on my birthday, but the other, that's my backup for whenever Vinnie Eastwood doesn't come on the show, because Vinnie Eastwood usually does my show for my birthday in some form or another, whether it's the radio show or the video recorded cast. But the reason why I do that is because we have the same birthday. So I try to honor him as much as humanly possible. And I really learned a lot, you know, growing up. A lot of my, that wisdom, I know he seems almost, non-articulate, inarticulate, whatever the word may be.
In an interview.
But crass, in the music.
Maybe a little crass, maybe? Is that?
Yeah.
But he's, I've heard much worse. I don't know. I'm really sure why people would have an issue with somebody that's at the lower end of a scale, because I'm hearing that Vinny's got a show here at RBN on the weekend.
Yes, yes.
And from what I'm hearing, it seems like there's some sort of a weird like pushback, and I don't get it. It's like you're listening to someone that's off of your time schedule and time frame by half a day. That seems to me to be very valuable. You know, I want to hear what's going on. But I don't know. For some reason, people seem to, well, maybe it's just he's doing his own thing too, and that does get complicated. So maybe it's just a production issue.
I think people at RBN need to understand, you know, this is the Five Eyes. This is the New World Order. Exactly. We need to the fact that we have somebody in New Zealand,
valuable. That's very
extremely valuable resource to RBN.
Oh,
extremely.
By the way, maybe quick side note here. Have you heard anything about opening another front against Russia, NATO, Poland, Belarus?
Well, apparently Poland is gearing up for war. If anything, if it starts popping off, as soon as any real activity comes across the border, I'm out of here.
Well, you're just far enough away that you have a chance. But what about the? Gosh, I don't know. I mean, if I'm on the border, you know what I mean. If I'm in the town or whatever, of you know the edge of NATO's reach,
if something comes across the border, I'm out of here. It doesn't have to be anywhere near me. Something real comes across the border, I'm done.
Well, I mean, obviously.
The little woman, she can go with her parents and figure out how they're going to get the hell over here, or over there. I don't know. But I don't know. They'll probably head it out to England.
These are the deep cuts, folks. Deep cuts. Come on, man.
Dude, well,
we never play the what's the dude's name? Oh man, I can't remember his name. The white guy that does all the deep fakes. Where does he get his technology? You know what I mean?
You know.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
She's not telling.
I don't remember. Well. You're talking about the comedian the Bill Maher and I love his Bill Maher impression.
He said, new rules, everybody. The Hunter Biden is my favorite. He's like, oh, I love it. I'm the son of the president. It's so great. I got a new laptop. I lost my laptop. Kyle. His name is Kyle. What? Dunnigan.
Kyle Dunnigan.
It's Dunnigan. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, once you said his first name, I remembered it. I love his Caitlyn Jenner, actually.
Oh, it's like, girls. You can't just be a man and compete against the girls. It's not fair, okay? Okay.
I think his latest one, it was, I don't know, some of his other impressions that he does. It's like, yeah, we got Caitlyn Jenner. She's going to join us in golf today.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to get in that handicap pool. Handicap bull crap. She can play at the full back nine.
Yeah, she's she's scratch. She's a scratch golfer.
We're not doing that woman's course.
Yeah, she's on the back tees, boys. If you can just try to keep up, boys. We're going in. And then there's like Kim and Courtney and Chloe and his boys. He's like, okay. I mean, at least he's on the right side of it. You know, if he's going to be extreme, at least he's on the correct, he's got the correct position. He's like, can you imagine me competing in decathlon in the 70s against women? Like, yeah, that doesn't sound good. It sounds like a bad idea. And then all these little,
sounds like a bad time.
All these little tiny people with their purple and green and fuchsia hair, they're like...
Well, okay, so since we're talking all this liberal stuff, you know what?
Lucius left foot?
I want to bring let's bring up this clip with Brittany Griner. We're not going to watch listen to the whole thing.
Oh, wow, this is too good. Okay, perfect.
We're not going to listen to the whole thing, but okay. We need to play it and stop it and play it and stop it because I want to tear this thing apart a little bit.
All right, here we go.
All right.
You're a prisoner in a Russian prison, and I think it was a work camp, the toughest kind, something about trace amounts of, you know, cannabis or something. Brittany Griner is released. She's home, and she wants to play ball again. She's ready. She's ready to play ball. And let's remember why she went to Russia. She went to Russia because they don't make enough money here based on their talents to support themselves. So after a harrowing year, Ms. Griner finally returning to the court, but she's going to take a pay cut to do it after 9 months of wrongful detainment in Russia and that prisoner swap. ESPN is reporting she signed a one-year contract with her team, the Phoenix Mercury. Sounds wonderful, right? We want to see her back in action. She is a fantastic player. But according to Business Insider, Griner's $165,100 contract is a 32% drop from what she could have been offered last season, which she accepted, right? So she had the deal. And then, unfortunately, you know what happened? She got detained in Russia. She accepts that deal last year so the team could re-sign Diana Taurasi, the WNBA's all-time leading scorer. She's a game changer, an impact player, nothing against her. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, six-time WNBA all-star, had been making close to the max possible salary for three seasons prior to her detainment, eligible for a $234,936 supermax this season. And that's the supermax in the WNBA. While it's notable for Griner to take a pay cut in order to bolster her team's roster, it obviously points to a larger issue with the WNBA. According to Just Women's Sports, Griner is only one of a handful of pro women's basketball players that are taking pay cuts this year to boost their team's talent or create what is colloquially known as a super team. This is how they get there. In this economy, it makes sense that even all-star athletes have to bite the bullet when it comes to financial negotiations. But for what it's worth, the WNBA's league salary cap this year, $17 million. NBA's league cap sits at a cool $134 million.
Okay, stop right there.
Yes, thank you.
I don't care that... You know what? She should... Okay. Whenever you commit a crime in another country, you know, preach. Especially if you touch children,
preach.
You know, you fly to Thailand or whatever. Now, these days, you go over there, you get caught for pedophilia, you're extradited back to the U.S. on those charges. Typically, anywhere when you are extradited back to your country of origin on charges, United States government takes over those charges, and you do the time in the States. Now, this news anchor, she's good most of the time, but of course she's got to get on the woman high horse.
I'm going to tell you, I hate her. I really do. I hate her.
Hold on. So, the fact that there's no charges, it may be because the stuff is not illegal in the States. That could be part of it. Whatever. Maybe, I mean, I don't know what all she was caught with. So, I know she had vapable marijuana, whatever.
It's just the oil. It's just illegal in Russia.
Okay. Well, but still, she's lucky. I mean, the amount of money it cost to get her back to the States, to get through all the red tape, you know, because lawyers, security, all the stuff had to be paid for. Okay, this obviously went through. I'm pretty sure some ambassador. You know, so this was a process that cost millions of dollars.
Yes. How much do we need to send to the Ukraine to get the Brittany Griner?
So this was a multi-million-dollar process. Her taking a pay cut. I mean, she's lucky she has a job. For one, I know whatever drugs she was taking, the marijuana oil, whatever. It might be legal, but not while you're a WNBA player. That's a performance enhancing quote unquote drug.
Yeah, she's got the fact shot. That she's got the shot.
So the fact that she is being welcomed back. I mean, remember when Ricky Williams got kicked out of the NFL for smoking weed?
Just stop, but continue. Yes, Ricky Williams, University of Texas. Continue.
But it's okay to invite her back. All right? And she took the pay cut. I'm seeing, but she's got a contract. She's got a job again. I'm seeing nothing but positives across the board here for Brittany Griner. But here we got these ladies.
Hey, lady. This sounds like MGTOW. Are we MGTOW now? Naroki?
No, I'm just Naroki? Being real. I'm just being real here for a minute. Let's keep it 100.
You want to take a break? You want to take a,
ooh.
What do you
Yeah,
want?
Let's
Come
take
on.
A break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
But also, hey lady. No, what's his name? What's his name? Espinosa or that was fun. That was fun. He's wild. He's wild, but he's on a leash. So I'll give him some credit.
All right, let's take this break. We'll be back.
Yeah.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yes, we are back in commercial break here. We're just having a little fun here, just trying to lighten the load. February was telling you, it's just heavy load. I'm glad to have done it. I think I did some good work. Got not as much participation as I wanted, but a lot of good feedback and kudos for it, so that's fine.
Hey man, hey V, just tell them it ain't easy. You're tell them what time it is right
it
now.
It ain't easy being
It ain't easy being cheesy. tell them where you are. Tell them what time it is. Maybe it's been too long. We've got a lot of listeners. We got some new people. I'm pretty sure. Tell them what time. What is the time on the clock where you are?
Oh man, it's 6:30 in the morning.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
No, the morning.
I got it. I get up at 4 a.m. every day. Yeah. To get ready to do this.
Yeah, I think people don't understand. It's like we have dedicated. None of us are getting paid. You know, it's like I will admit, yes, I get paid, and I tried to kind of mention that earlier. Yeah, I get paid about half the median income in my area. What do you think I'm doing? You know, like, what do you think I'm... Oh, I'm going out, and I'm just living high on the hog. No, people donate and give us gifts, and it is much appreciated, you know?
And well, I mean,
you're over there, you're doing your thing. You know how it feels. You're putting your own money into the
I do get paid, but I put in more than what I what I get.
Yeah, it's so, fine to get. Yeah, it's fine to get a little cut of.
I get my cuts here and there from this and that.
But when it doesn't, it you know, come on.
It's not paying the bills. No.
No. Yeah, we don't pay our bills from what we do. Like the things that are like expressing our talent are not where we get paid from. We get paid from being, you know, the monkey in the box, you know, doing, you just show up, do your thing. You know, we get just enough to cover the bills, and there's a little bit, like, for RBN, I mean, we used to have 15 people working here. You know, that literally, like, 3-4 years ago. Now there's 3.
It's going to get rocking again. When we go overnights, I want to be personally there to do the overnights, for sure. Yeah. It's going to get popping. I'm going to have antennas put up all across Austin. It's going to get on and popping. But I want to get back to this Brittany Griner thing. I'm going to pedal back just a little bit, not too much. She came back after spending, after millions of dollars and feeding into the extreme left-wing narrative. She gets brought back. Okay, she gets offered her job back, which I don't think she should have. But she's probably the Michael Jordan of women's basketball right now. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
She appears to be the Michael Jordan of WNBA.
And so, but she got offered, you know, contracts with the sneeze at $132,000 for her contract. Nothing to sneeze at.
But it ain't enough. But it ain't enough.
But she's back. Blessings across the board. All right. Blessings across the board. Could you say that for anybody else? What if I went over there and got caught with drugs? Do you think the United States government is going to do a damn thing to get me back? I bet you they wouldn't even open up the email, the letters. saying that I'm over there. Russia? Letter from Russia government concerning that goes in trash. So blessings across the board. But yet we have these two cackling hens on this issue. Like, this is just a travesty that she got a pay cut. Well, and it's not even because she got the pay cut because of what she did. The pay cut is there because they have a limited amount of funds. And she's getting paid more, and she's getting paid more. Well, get more people to come and see the games then. You can only get paid what you make, what you earn. Right? Is this a social justice warrior issue? I mean, what's the worth of a... Listen, there are leagues that get paid different levels of things. I've got a nephew who is a semi-pro basketball player. Okay? He makes good money. He's going to be coming over here to Europe sooner or later. Is there any complaint? Are people complaining that they don't get paid millions of dollars? No. Why? Because it's semi-pro. You might say, okay, women's professional basketball, but it's still not on the level of what's above that, obviously. there are levels. Women's basketball, the WNBA, they make more money than the people in the semi-pros for the males. Is that not a victory? I don't know. Let's continue with the clip.
WNBA has long been trying to gain pay parity with their male counterparts. Incremental success, inching them closer, and we do mean inching. 2020, WNBA signed a contract with the Players Union that offered a pay increase, fully paid maternity leave. And a revenue split between the teams and the association, of course. Still a very long way to go. So there's just so much to unpack here. She's doing what is somewhat normal, Francesca Wright, in the league. I take a dip here. Hopefully I'll get it back at some point so I can keep this super team together.
I mean,
really? Diana Taurasi is not the one who was held over in Russia?
Can I stop it there?
What you got for me?
Well, the super team thing is really, it's weighing on me because this is what star players do. I mean, look, if I could just put that out there and we can continue the clip, but this is what star players do. You take a pay cut and you go to a lowlier team, a lesser team. That's not what's happening here. I mean, this woman literally got traded like she was a, like James Bond. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Let's just.
Well, I mean, you're going to take the pay cut to make a super team, then that automatically is another door of opportunity.
Yeah, that's another. Whole other thing.
You have the chance to have, like, a basketball dynasty, like the Bulls.
Yes.
You know? What's the complaint about?
This is
the,
like,
opportunity. If they have a super team, guess what? That might get people.
Actually,
put their butts in the seat.
Actually interested in going
buying
to the
ticket.
Yeah, we're going to the women's games, sons. I mean, this is like LPGA. This is golf style. You know, it's like, but you got. I'm gonna say it. I know it sounds bad, but like there's some sports where the women look good. You know what I mean? They look like women. The WNBA ain't that sport.
Listen. There are three sports that I will watch women play.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Go for it. Guess.
Golf, tennis.
No.
Wait.
No.
Oh, I saw them all off. All right. Well, just lay it out.
I will watch the Women's Football League. That was sexy.
What? Is that still around? All right, never mind.
But it's not. It's not around anymore. But man, was that great. The roller derby.
Oh, we have that in Austin.
Yeah.
I could talk. I could fill
those
the whole.
So hot.
Yeah. That's right down the street. Every other night down the street, they practice the Austin roller derby girls.
You know.
Dude, they had 70 people out at the local park. It's a disc golf park, like tennis court, but they have the roller derby markings on the court now. Okay, continue.
Well, those girls are so thick. You know I like them thick. Oh man, and I would say it's a tie between curling and volleyball.
Oh, volleyball.
Those little shorts.
Curling.
Woo.
I don't know what you're talking about with the curling, but I'm interested. But yes, volleyball.
Well,
volleyball, bro.
I don't want to sound chauvinistic, but women sweep. They sweep quite well.
They're broom. Quite the sweeper. Yes, quite the sweeper. Man, come on. Let's be honest. The volleyball. I don't care how old you are. You could be a 4-year-old with male body parts, and the volleyball is a thing. I don't think any girl understands, like, you can't just, like, show up. It's like going to the cheerleading crew, you know what I mean? Volleyball. Or even better, beach volleyball. They could be 50 years old on the beach volleyball circuit, and you're like, wow.
Well, I mean, these are, I mean, you want to talk about the grace of a woman, the beauty, the their forms,
the strength,
and the way they move.
The strength, yes, the strength.
The strength, yeah, they're actually shown. But whenever you have, you know what? No, let's continue, because I'm going to get in trouble
with
you.
Yeah, here we go.
It's insane to me because, and I know you might think it's callous to capitalize on the fact that you were in a literal Russian prison, maybe a work camp, you know, to then be like, hey, come back to the States. Maybe your star has risen. There's some sponsorship deals. You're kind of a big deal. You're going to get interviewed. Like, you would imagine there would be, if this were Steph Curry, he's coming back to the States even more of a hero than he already is, right? Like, so that's number one. And number two, look, can we talk about let's talk about a lack of parity. The average salary for the NBA is $9 million. You're talking $150,000 a year less than. And have you ever seen like NBA players be like, well, in order to get Klay Thompson like back on the team, you're gonna have to take a cut. Is that cool, Steph? Are we gonna do this, Warriors? Like, yeah, that's fine. No, nobody does that. You use it to bargain against one another. You and your agents, you know, are obviously in bidding wars. And if not, you go to another team. And it's just more broadly the lack of investment in women's sports in this country. For all that the right yammers about how much they care about women's sports, we know it's BS. We know it's just anti-trans crap. And we know that they really don't care about women's sports. And if they did, there would be those deals.
Okay, let's stop it right there.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know how I don't like spit my drink out.
Well, hold on. The fact that...
What are they talking about?
Oh, who are these people? Women's sports. You know what? I agree. Women should have their sports.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm going to go and buy a ticket.
No.
No.
Danica Patrick.
Biker bars. I'm not going to go and buy a Harley and become an alcoholic.
Yeah, you're not in the club. You know what I mean? You're not a race car driver. You're not.
It's the argument of
what is happening?
Like with the trans people. I'm trans, and you must date me.
No, I'm trans. Yes, I'm trans, and I'm here. And where's my money?
You don't, you're a bigot.
It's like, bro, you don't get money just for being something. You have to actually do things.
You have to date me. I might be fat, but you have to date me.
Yeah.
Don't get fat.
No. No,
that's
no.
not how it works.
Yeah, no.
If there's no attraction there.
Well, okay. I'm gonna go full V. You can be fat, but you ain't hot. You know.
You can be hot and fat.
That's a thing.
You absolutely can.
And now there goes the listeners. Let me turn around and look at that. No, we're still doing good.
You absolutely can. All right. You know what? Let's continue.
All right. That's probably my bad. Here we go. Dude, this chick is garbage, but here we go.
They're dirty capitalists, right? They're like, well, but nobody watches it. Why does no one watch it? Because you're not sponsoring it, because you're not airing it, because you're not licensing it, because you're not putting these players in our faces. And if you treated them equally to men, you're damn right people are going to watch and follow.
No.
Okay,
no,
stop.
No, yes. I think we both were on that. No. All right, you go, dude. No. Yes.
The sponsorship, the airing, all that comes from ticket sales.
Yes. People, okay? Butts in the seats. John Stamler would say butts in the seats. John Stamler was a Detroit Lions fan. And they did not get the butts in the seats, but they did put their butts in the uniforms, and they've been doing work. These chicks think that, well, I'm suited up. Where's my money? And it's like, you don't get money for suiting up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Just because, you know, what's that Dave Chappelle joke? I understand, you know, these women whom, you know, they get offended when guys say, you know, they catcall and, like, you know, I'm not a whore. But, you know, if I were a police officer, if I were to go around dressed like a police officer and you came up to me, Mister, I need help. Get your hands off me. I'm not, just because I'm dressed like a cop doesn't mean.
Yeah, just because I'm dressed like a cop doesn't mean I'm going to help you.
So if you're wearing the whore uniform, you may not be a whore, but you're wearing a whore's uniform.
Right,
but no, but seriously though, it you have all the stuff that they want is funded by number one customer.
That's right.
Base.
But
if there is no, I'm gonna tell you, I'm pretty sure they're talented. I'm absolutely sure these women are talented.
No.
However,
take a moment and appreciate the talent of the women athletes. That's not the problem. That's not the problem. It's the lack of interest. And it's not
okay. So yeah, why do I have a lack of interest? Why? Why would I have a lack of interest?
Yeah, because they're not that good. They're not that good. Maybe they need a new sport, like for them. You know, we make a new sport for women and keep the men sports. Out.
Curling.
This no, boy, but the views of V are not necessarily sponsored or. Yeah,
la-di-da. Yeah. Well, no, but the thing is, though, it's interest. Just like you said, I am not interested. Why? Does that make me a bigot? Why am I not interested? Because, for one, I don't think it's not that they're not as good. It doesn't look good to me. These are some gangly and ugly women.
That's a specific.
That's a specific gripe on my end.
Yeah, from the WNBA, they don't look good. You know what I mean? Like LPGA.
Those roller derby girls.
Yes, roller derby girls.
They're pretty. They're painted up. Even in the football leagues, when that existed, you know, they had the nice bikini. And you're like, oh, V, but you're objectifying women. You're objectifying women.
Oh, no.
Men are objectifying men.
Yeah. Oh,
when they watch sports.
Oh, no.
That's the whole point is objectification. That is the entirety of the point.
Bro,
it's
you're
all about objectifying.
Your tights aren't tight enough in the National Football League of the United States. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you, I love basketball. I love watching the men's basketball, but you will not find me watching any old clips of old, you know, the 1970s. Those shorts are way too short.
Oh, come on,
I'm
dude.
Not going to watch
come
it.
Come on.
It's gross.
Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete.
It's gross.
Come on, Pistol Pete.
It's
you know
gross.
You like Pistol Pete. You like Michael Jordan. You like Scotty.
So
you like
whenever
Scotty.
They got the long shorts that covered up, you know,
you like
most
Scotty.
Of the legs.
You like Scotty Pippen. But no, we're coming back. No, we're coming back. It's the short shorts now. Everybody's got
For ladies, that's fine. I would like to see that. That's fine. So, but don't be saying, oh, but you're objectifying. The males are objectified as well. Men objectify men as well. So if you're not the flavor of that, of being objectified, then you're not the flavor. You need to figure out a different flavor. If I make a product, if I make, you know, ice cream that tastes like crap, and I put it out to the public, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, they're ice cream phobic.
You don't like
because they don't like my.
You don't like you don't like crap ice cream. What's wrong with you, dude?
Crap flavored ice cream.
What a bigot! You bigot! Bigot!
So,
hey,
actually
we're black and white here, bro. Everybody,
video game developer. I got into an argument with a video game developer on Steam because I can't, you know. They got a demo out for a game that.
Oh, wait. Take
entirely
no.
Too hard.
No. Take a minute and describe to people the difference between a game that's like crowdfunded versus the, you know, the production house, because you did a good job, and I think maybe they.
I mean, that doesn't even really matter. It's a game on Steam, which is a digital platform which you can download games through. Okay, many developers use Steam to sell their games. Now, the point being, though, is that I got into it with this guy. He's like, basically, I'm telling him what's wrong with the game because it's a demo. The full game's not out. I'm telling him where he can fix it. And he wants to write out full, like, 2-3 pages of the nuance of the game and why I should like it. I said, you know what? I'm the customer. I'm right.
Yeah, give me the thing.
If you don't want to make the changes, I will keep my money. Simple as that.
Yeah, you don't get my money if you don't give me the
You're not gonna tell me the nuances of a turd sandwich and think I should still eat it.
Why is this so hard for people? People don't understand. It's like, give me the thing or I will not give you my money.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not going to sell me on something that I'm not going to enjoy.
So apparently we're out of time. We got a minute. Wrap it up. Good Lord. Good show.
Wait.
Let's listen to this.
Yeah. I think you're bravo. And here's the thing, Francesca. They have a good fan base, okay? My dad lives out there.
Nah, garbage, dude. No. Garbage. Just garbage.
If you have a good fan base, they will be showing up to the games, buying tickets.
Yeah,
I've actually glimpsed a women's NBA game once, and 90% of the seats are, guess what? Empty.
Empty. I think the pronunciation you're looking for is empty. Empty. It's not our fault. You know, it's like golf, dude. No one watches golf. You know what people watch golf to go to sleep.
I don't watch it.
You gotta watch, dude. If you need to take a nap, put the golf on.
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Exactly. But no. The crack of the bat's a little much, dude. The golf. The golf's what you're looking for. I promise. You'll never be this. Oh, good Lord. We're into the end of the show.
Oh man. Yeah. Anyways, yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. Educate yourself.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Go ahead, next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.